This next exercise is called Soften, Soothe, and Allow for Shame. And shame is one of our most challenging human emotions. And so for this particular exercise, we'll focus a little bit more on embarrassment. But even if the embarrassment feels too strong, please give yourself freedom to just skip the exercise altogether. You can focus on your breath or just move on to the next selection. So please find a very comfortable position, either sitting or lying down, gently closing your eyes and taking a few deep, relaxing breaths. Now placing your hand on your heart for a few breaths, reminding yourself that you are bringing loving kindness to yourself. And now, letting yourself remember an event that made you feel a little bit ashamed. For example, you may have overreacted to somebody's comment and said something that might have been mean or vindictive. Let it be an event that is disturbing enough that you can feel it in your body. Also, let it be an event that you would not like anyone to hear about or remember, because if they did, they would probably think less of you. Now, reflect for just a moment and see if you can determine precisely what it is that you're afraid other people might discover about you. Can you give it a name? Perhaps I'm defective, I'm unkind, I'm a fraud. These are common ones that we all experience. Now see if you can locate the place in your body where you have the experience of embarrassment or shame. If you can't find a particular spot, just notice any tension in your body right now and work with that. In your mind, incline gently toward that spot. Now, softening into that location in your body, letting the muscles become soft, not like having a requirement that they become soft, more like simply applying heat to sore muscles. Softening. Remember that we're not trying to make the sensation go away. You are just holding it in a tender embrace. If you wish, letting yourself just soften around the edges. No need to go all the way in. If you experience too much emotional discomfort, just stay with your breath until you feel better. Now, starting to soothe yourself. Because you struggle in this way. Perhaps putting your hand over your heart again and feeling your body breathe. Perhaps bringing kind or encouraging words to mind, such as, "Oh, this is distressing. May I be kind to myself. May I hold myself in loving awareness." If you wish, directing kindness to an uncomfortable part of your body by placing your hand over that place. Perhaps even thinking of your body as if it were the body of a beloved child, and gently soothing. Finally, allowing the discomfort to be there. Letting go of the wish for the discomfort to disappear. Allowing the discomfort to come and go as it pleases. like a guest in your own home. Allowing, allowing, allowing. Softening, soothing, allowing. Softening, soothing, allowing. Repeating these words like a mantra if you wish, reminding yourself to incline with tenderness toward your suffering. As you do this exercise, you may find that the emotion moves in your body or even changes into another emotion. Just stay with your experience, continuing to use the technique of soften, soothe, and allow. Let yourself be just as you are, if only for the next minute, with all your strengths and weaknesses. It's part of being a human being. Every single person in the room right now feels some sort of shame or embarrassment. We are connected in our feelings of being inadequate. No one always gets it right. No one is perfect. Can you let yourself be a work in progress? Be just as you are? Softening, soothing, allowing. Remembering that our beliefs about ourselves are just that, beliefs, not facts, and they slip in and out of our lives. And also remembering that all people have these negative beliefs about themselves, and we're not alone. This is simply part of the human experience. and when ready, opening the eyes.